Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Spiritual Awakenings with your host, Marcia Hebrink. Listen now as Marcia explores the mystery of angels. Who are angels? How can they help us? And how can we connect with these wonderful beings of light to enlighten and enrich our lives? So now, please welcome the host of Spiritual Awakenings, Marcia Hebrink.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Marcia Hebrink, and this is Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we're glad you're here today on this beautiful, beautiful day. Ooh, it's hot, hot summertime where I am in Durham, North Carolina. It is really a scorcher out there, but it does look like it might be clouding up a little bit. So maybe some rain is going to cool things off. I have a very special angel to share with you about today on the show. And actually, we generally on this show talk about angels and crystals and stones and spiritual healing. Over the weekend, I taught a class of 12 students some spiritual healing work. I taught with my husband. He and I teach together sometimes. We taught a class called Michael Horner's The Way of the Shaman Workshop. And we taught it in Durham, North Carolina. And one of the things we do with the students is to help them to connect with their animal guides. And everyone in my group successfully connected with their animal, and they did beautifully. And so that kind of led me into today, a couple things led me into the angel that I chose today on the show, or the angel chose us today, Archangel Ariel. Because Ariel is an angel who can help you do just that. If you have a desire to connect with your animal guide, now all of us have guardian angels, okay? We have one or two at least guardian angels with us who are with us our whole lives. They come in when we're born. They go out with us when it's time for our life to end and we move into the light. And we also have animal guides. And in an indigenous culture, we might be encouraged by the members of our tribe and by our family to get to know our animal guide. But for most of us who live here, kind of where we do in the modern world, in the U.S. and Canada and Europe too, we're not really as encouraged to connect with our animal guides. And I will just tell you, two of my children, my two youngest children, have been connected to their animal guides since they were really young. And so I kind of tried to do things a little differently with them, and it really has paid off in beautiful ways. So all of us have them, and I'd like for us today to go with this amazing angel, Archangel Ariel, to meet our guardian, or excuse me, our animal guide or our spirit guardian. They're also called spirit guardians. And we'll do that in the meditation in just a little bit. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about our angel of the week. I sort of say the angel of the day, but it's really the angel of the week. Archangel Ariel, her name means Lioness of God. Lioness of God. And she is always associated with lions. Now, who knows why? She is very connected to animals, to wild animals and tame animals, house pets, you know, any kind of animals, fish, birds. And when Ariel is near you, you may begin to see a vision, or you may have a feeling that there is a lion around you. And in fact, there is some beautiful artwork that shows Ariel as having a lion's head. I don't usually see her that way. I see her as a very feminine, beautiful angel with the energy of pink around her. But sometimes I see her come in with that lion right beside her. It's almost like they're as one, but they're working together as a team too. And one of the things she can help us with is to be brave. And of course, lions are pretty brave, aren't they? She can help us to be courageous as well. So another thing to know about this angel, Archangel Ariel, she is one of the 12 major archangels. And she is associated with the element of wind, W-I-N-D, wind, like the breeze in the trees. And so when this particular angel comes around you, you may feel or hear the wind or a breeze as a sign of her presence. And isn't that beautiful? Oh, I just got goosebumps on that. I think she's right here with us. So Archangel Ariel, another thing to know about her, if you're someone who wants to work with the fairy realm, and the fairies are nature angels. They're angels that are connected to the elements of nature, such as the water, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the ponds. And they also are associated with flowers, okay, trees. So these little nature angels are under Archangel Ariel's domain. She's basically like the overseer of them. So if you want to learn how to connect with them and work with them, which is a wonderful thing to do, especially in manifesting, you can call her in and ask her to help you do that. And I will say, Ariel is one of the best angels of manifestation. And I don't hear her talked about that much about manifestation, but she really, really, really is. And this is something that I learned from one of my angelic teachers back a ways in times about her. And I have worked with her in manifesting. So I want to encourage you guys to do that too. She is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, I've got lots more to tell you about this angel. And I am going to pull an angel card for our group today. So stick around. I'm Marcia Hebrank, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we'll be right back.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad you're here today. I'm Marcia Hebrink, and this is Spiritual Awakenings, live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we're glad you're here today. Our angel of the week is Archangel Ariel, and Ariel is the angel of nature. She's a beautiful, beautiful angel, wonderful to work with. But before I tell you more about her, let's pull a card from a beautiful deck of angel cards, and this is the Angel Prayers Oracle Card Deck by Kyle Gray, who is a Scottish angel teacher and angel intuitive. And I'm just going to say a quick little prayer, and then I'll choose a card with the help of the angels that is for everybody listening to the show right now. So here we go. Great Spirit, Mother, Father, God, beautiful angels, archangels, ascended masters, compassionate helping spirits, spirit guides of the light, guardian angels, we call you all in into this place and time for the purpose of providing your loving guidance and healing for everyone listening to the show right now on Spiritual Awakenings, either live or on rebroadcast. Angels, what do each of us need to know about, be aware of, or do at this time for our highest and best good? And we call in Archangel Michael and his band of mercy angels to create a sacred space around us and to assist in the choosing of this card. We call in Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel for clear messages, Archangel Uriel and Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Jophiel, and Haniel, and Jeremiel, and Metatron, and a holy host of others. And we are grateful, and so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. And there is our card. Oh, my. I think we may have gotten this last week, or maybe the week before. I think I've seen this card before, but we'll see. It looks very familiar. So, the card that we received today from the angels is the Spiritual Support card. The Spiritual Support card. And it shows a beautiful earth angel, and she is praying. And around her is a beautiful group of three angels. The angels are all wearing white, and they have light coming from their hands. And the two on either side are sending beautiful healing love and light to the earth angel. And above the earth angel, who in this card is a female, but it could be either way, above her is another angel who is kind of overseeing the whole thing. And there's a sense of wisdom being sent to the earth angel on this card. Now, this earth angel on the card is you, okay? And this is a message for you. And the message on the bottom of the card is this: Dear angels, I allow you to support me as I grow to become more spiritually aware. Okay? And that's a mantra, if you will, or an affirmation. I'm going to repeat it again slowly, and if you can, repeat it as well. Dear angels, I allow you to support me as I grow to become more spiritually aware. Now, here's a little more information about this. The angels say there's more spiritual support around you than you realize. There are angels before you, behind you, above you, on all sides of you. And these divine beings of love and light are here for the purpose of guiding, reassuring, and loving you. And the angels ask that you feel the blessings of the angels who surround you at this time, so that they can help you to be more at peace and more free of restrictions in your life. They want you to know that you're supported by the angels on every step of your spiritual journey. So open your heart and accept the support that they have to offer you. And here's a little bit more information about that. The angelic realm is supporting you at this time with regard to decisions that you have made. You may have been unsure about some areas of your life, and the angels want to assure you that all is well and guided by God and the angels. And they offer you their help with any concerns that you have at this time, and they encourage you to become aware that they are supporting you in every area of your life, including the challenging ones. Boy, haven't there been some of those? And please be aware, the angels say, that every part of your life is a part of your spiritual journey, and you will be guided all along the way. You're never alone. The angels are with you right now. Ooh, I've got goosebumps. There are some beautiful angels in here with us right now. And you are so loved by the angels. You really, really, really are. So that's our card today. I will, when I get done today, take a picture of this card, and I'll take a picture of the stone that I have for you today, the crystal. And I'll put it on my Facebook business page and my Instagram business page, which is Messages from Moon, M-O-O-N. My nickname is Moon. So it's facebook.com/ Messages from Moon and instagram.com/ Messages from Moon. And please visit my page and like my page. I love to have more folks come in and just, you know, join in with us. I put different little messages from the angels there and downloads that I've received from them periodically. So I love to hear from you. Please, if you love the show or if you like the show, make a comment on that page as well. I always love to hear back from you guys. I've had some of the sweetest emails too, and I appreciate all of you. We're going to take a quick little break. I am Marcia Hebrang, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and we'll be right back.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, An Addict's Journey from Loneliness to Life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Marcia Hebrank, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we're glad you're here today on this amazing day. Every day alive on the planet is a gift. For real it is, especially, gosh, now more than ever, isn't it? Oh, we're all so blessed to be here. So, I have the most amazing crystal to tell you about today on the show. It is beautiful. And it's beautiful for more reasons than one. I have in front of me a Herkimer diamond. And that is spelled H-E-R-K-I-M-E-R and diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Now, it is a Herkimer diamond made of quartz, okay? So it's not a diamond like you would get an engagement ring of, but it is really super special. So one of our listeners on the show, his name is Timothy, he sent me this Herkimer diamond that I have, maybe, I don't know, a year or two ago, and he had been listening into the show, and his mother, so he lives in New York State, and his mother dug this Herkimer diamond up in Herkimer, New York. And Herkimer, New York is kind of like the only place these things seem to come from. And they're very, very special. And they have this diamond-like structure with the point at the top and just so, so gorgeous. So he mailed this to me as a gift, and I appreciate it so, so very much. He knows how much I love crystals and stones. So, Timothy, if you are listening to the show or if your mom is, I just want to give you an extra hug. And both of you, thank you so much for this crystal. I have been working with it lately quite a bit. And it's a powerhouse. So more to tell you about the Herkimer diamond. Oh my goodness, so much to tell you. They are wonderful helpers with manifesting, okay? They are wonderful helpers in meditation. They are beautiful healing helpers. And if you have a Herkimer diamond and you place it next to perhaps a smaller stone that has a softer energy, but that's real healing, it can amplify the energy of that softer energy stone and help bring really beautiful healing to the person. Now, I just did this with someone within the last handful of days. I was told by the angels to place a Herkimer diamond just above the crown chakra of my client. And below that, I had a piece of morganite, and it's the pink morganite, just a tiny little piece of morganite. And I thought, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Why am I putting the Herkimer above the morganite? And what I was told is that it was going to amplify the healing. And sure enough, that is the case with Herkimers, that they can do that. Now, Herkimers come in super clear, okay? Super clear, looks just like a diamond coloring. They also come with inclusions in them. The inclusions oftentimes are black. They're carbon, and that's what mine is. It's clear in places, and then it's got a little bit of carbon inclusions. They also come in smokies. So I haven't seen one of those. I would like to see one of those. Now, here's one of the things that's really great about Herkimer diamonds. the angels are drawn to the very pure etheric radiance that's emanated from a Herkimer diamond. So if you want to communicate with angels, if you want to commune with them, this is a great crystal to work with. You see why I like it. There is a lot of beautiful, blissful energy. They help to raise your vibration. When you're someone who is going through that ascension process, this is a great crystal to work with. You don't have to have a great big one. This one that I was gifted with is pretty big, but a smaller one will work just as nicely. They can help heal the physical body. They can help heal the aura. They can help to enhance your dreams. So one of the things you would do to enhance your dream experience is before you go to bed, you can place your Herkimer diamond and make it nice and clean. Wash it in cold water and dry it before you do this. And put it kind of inside of your pillowcase, you know, maybe between your head and the pillow or something like that. Or you can put it like next to your head. Either way, that's what I tend to like to do with crystals. But they will help, and you want to establish an intention to have very, very clear dreams, to have spiritual dreams come to you that will help you in your spiritual development, help you in your ascension process, help you with succeeding in your life in whatever way is for your highest and best good. So, and help you to remember those dreams. So very clear intention, and then having that Herkimer diamond right there on your pillow, okay, right there beside you. These are also stones that can help you with astral travel, with going to other dimensions. So if you are a shaman and you would like some help with your shamanic work, this is a stone that you can work with for that. As I said, they're really good for meditation. They will help you to open your higher chakras, especially the crown chakra, the third eye, and also your etheric chakra, which is up above your crown. They also will help to increase your psychic sensitivities. Whew, that's a dandy thing, isn't it? So there's a whole lot I can say about them. They are positively wonderful. And here's an affirmation for calling them in to help you with your dreams. I call forth my deepest dreams and highest visions, and I commit myself to attaining and grounding in the physical world the highest possible spiritual energies. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. So you can affirm something like that when it's time for you to lay your head down and go to sleep, and ask the angels to help you with that. Okay? You don't have to do it on your own. Ask the angels, and they will certainly help you with that. So, oh my golly, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to take you guys to meet Archangel Ariel in our meditation. So stick around. I guess another thing I would just mention to you about Archangel Ariel is that she's very protective of nature. And if you start working with her, she will encourage you to help protect nature yourself. So picking up trash when you're out hiking, you know, things like that, she'll put you to work. And also, you know, don't be surprised if you find animals who are in need, perhaps a little wild animal that's hurt that needs to be taken to a rescue, or a stray dog or cat that needs to be finding a new home. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a jiffy. I'm Marcia Hebrang, and this is Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we will be right back.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, An Addict's Journey from Loneliness to Life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Marcia Hebrank, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we're glad you're here today on this amazing day. And we have a meditation to share with you today. Our angel this week is Archangel Ariel. And so let's close our eyes, and we're going to connect with her in the meditation. Here we go. With your eyes closed, just take a long, slow, deep, easy breath in, breathing in love and light. And on your out breath, breathe out anything you need to let go of. Send it right on out to the angels. And on your in breath, breathe in peace and serenity. And on your out breath, breathe out any anxiety, any worries, any concerns. Send them right on out to the angels. And now with your eyes closed, imagine that in front of you there is a beautiful, sparkly pink pathway of light. See yourself walking slowly and gently up that long pathway of light. Beautiful pale pink color, the color of rose quartz. See yourself coming down that path and then turning to the right and coming up a little hill. And see yourself coming out now into a beautiful clearing. And this is a healing space. And above us, there is beautiful white light. And around us, beautiful pink light. And right in the middle of this healing space is a gigantic piece of rose quartz. And see yourself going right to where that rose quartz is. And turn your back to that rose quartz. And just walk all the way with your back to it and allow yourself to feel the healing power of this gigantic rose quartz. Allow it to heal your heart and heal your body and your mind. And now in this beautiful place, let us call to us Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel, come down. Bless and grace each one of us listening to the show right now with your loving presence, and allow yourself to feel her gentle energy, to place your hands in her hands, and perhaps you might see or sense that gorgeous pale pink aura around her, or the golden light that she brings in with her as well. And beside her, a beautiful lion that is here with her, accompanying her encouraging us to be courageous. And now let us ask Archangel Ariel for her help. Archangel Ariel, we ask that you come to each of us right now who are listening in to Spiritual Awakenings and reveal to us our animal guide, our animal helper. Allow us to see, feel, hear, sense, or know the presence of our own unique animal guide. And help us to connect with that animal guide and to bring that animal to us, to connect with us at the level of our heart. And now as we connect with the animal that Archangel Ariel has brought to us, let us ask that animal, beautiful animal guide, what are you here to help me with the most? Again, beautiful animal guide, what are you here to help me with the most? And just pay attention to whatever you see, feel, hear, sense, or know about that animal. And now let's ask that animal guide. Animal guide, is there a name that you would like for me to call you by? Animal guide, is there a name that you would like for me to call you by? And again, just notice what you see, feel, hear, sense, or know from that beautiful animal. And now if you feel like you'd like to embrace this animal and bring its gorgeous healing powers into your life, just give it a great big hug and let it know right now. Animal guide, thank you for coming to be with me. I embrace you and I open to receiving your guidance, healing, power, and protection in my life. Thank you for being with me. And now, allow yourself now to thank Archangel Ariel for helping you to meet your animal guide. And give Ariel a great big hug. It's a beautiful, beautiful angel. And if you'd like to ask Ariel to be on your angel team, you can do that right now. And she will help you with so many different aspects of your life. All right, very good. And now let's see ourselves coming slowly and gently out of that place of white light and pink light. And we are bringing our animal guide with us. Our animal guide is coming back with us to help support us in our lives. And see yourself coming down now out of that space of healing, coming back down a little hill, down around to the left, and see yourself coming down that long straightaway, that pink sparkly pathway of light, slowly and gently, and gradually coming all the way back into this place and time, all the way back into the room where you are, into here and now, with more protection and more guidance and more healing and support from your animal helper. And when you are ready, open your eyes, and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm Marcia Hebrank, and this is Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we will be right back.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, calls, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live to Dare to Soar, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network, and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com. According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Marcia Hebrank, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we're glad you're here. Our crystal today is the Herkimer Diamond. And I have more to tell you about the Herkimer Diamond, but I wanted to mention that the crystal that is most closely associated with Archangel Ariel, our angel this week, is rose quartz. Rose quartz, which is pink and lovely. And rose quartz is really healing if you're someone who has experienced grief and loss, if you've had a deep loss. Could be a divorce, a death. It could be moving away and losing your friends. It could be a separation. It could be, you know, just any kind of a loss, loss of a job. Rose quartz can really help to bring you healing at your heart center and help you to kind of grow to accept the loss or change that you've experienced. It also is a great stone for anyone who is dealing with heart problems, okay, physical heart problems, heart skipping a beat, abnormal rhythms, emotional distress that's activating the heart in a way that's not positive, any type of heart disease. Of course, you still want to go to the doctor and you still want to do what the doctor, you know, encourages you to do. But this stone is a great adjunct for anybody who has any heart-based issues. It's a loving stone. It helps to really bathe our mind, body, and spirit in the energy of healing and enlightenment. And rose quartz carries the loving consciousness of the Christ, of Master Jesus of Nazareth. So it is a really wonderful stone. I also associate rose quartz with Mother Mary. Very, very connected to her as well. So there we go. I also want to tell you my Herkimer Diamond story. You guys know I have so many stories, but I was doing a session yesterday with the cutest dog, and this little dog, not very old, had an onset of heart disease, and his mom was pretty devastated. And so I did some healing with him and called in the angels and the stone that I used. I wasn't even thinking about it, but the rose quartz really drew me to it. And so I used that stone with that particular dog. And then I encouraged the dog's mom to, and I'm just saying, she's the mom, you know, you guys are pet owners, you know how it goes. The dog's mom to get a piece of rose quartz to work with her dog. But as I was getting ready to do the session, I reached down and also got my Herkimer Diamond. And the little pet's mother said to me, "Oh, I've got mine here too." And I was like, "What?" So we held our Herkimer Diamonds up to the screen. I was doing this session on FaceTime, and they were almost identical. She had hers, I had mine, and we were both working with them to help heal her dog. So there are no coincidences, really, truly. It's spirit at work. It's the angels at work. It's God working to help. So it really, I had goosebumps all over, both of us there with our almost identical Herkimer diamonds helping her dog to heal. It was beautiful. So back to our angel of the week here, Archangel Ariel. Oh my golly, she is so beautiful. She's the angel of the animals. So if you want to bring healing to your animal, your dog, your cat, your bird, your gerbil, whatever it may be, this is the one to call in. This angel can really help you heal that animal. Now, I want to say to you, you can call her in certainly with your intention and ask her to come heal your animal, but also place your hands very gently on your pet and then call her in and ask her to help bring healing through you to your animal. And she will come and merge her beautiful pink energy with you. And you'll be the conduit for that healing to come through to your pet. And I've done this many, many times, and it's wonderful. Now, the other thing to know, if there is a wild animal that is in need of help, so it could be an animal that is injured, a deer, you know, a rabbit, something that's been hit by a car, I mean, any kind of animal that is in a bind, this would be an angel to call in to help bring it healing, to help you find the right place to take it, a wildlife refuge or something like that. She also, Archangel Ariel, can help you if you have a pet who is unruly. And boy, do I have one of those. You guys heard my puppy last week. I love him, but he's a rascal. He is a total rascal. He came into my life to give me joy and do all this play with me. He wants to play all the time. But if you have an animal that is afraid or not acting right, there's a behavioral issue with it, call in Archangel Ariel and ask her to help you figure out, you know, what's going on with this animal, and ask her to help you help the animal to heal and to understand the need for a change in behavior. And she will help you do that. Now, what a cool thing is that. So she also, as we just learned in the meditation, she can help us to connect with our animal guide. Now, you may have more than one animal guide, and I hope everybody met one. You might see them, you might feel them, sense them, or just have a knowing of their presence. But all of us have them. Most of us have one or two or three, you know, and we do come in with our animal guide when we're born. So if we had grown up in an indigenous culture, we'd probably know who they were, you know, what animals they were. But for those of us here in the States, it's kind of not that way. So I have a beautiful prayer here to share with you. And this is a prayer to help welcome Archangel Ariel's energy into your life. And it's a lovely prayer. And this comes from Kyle Gray, and it's his book, Angel Prayers. So here we go. Oh, gosh, we're going to have a break. I will do the prayer when we get back from the break, you guys. I promise, because I don't want you to miss this. It's so lovely. So other things to know about Ariel. If you have an animal that is getting ready to transition, I hope you don't, but if you do, boy, I've been there. It's hard. You can call in Archangel Ariel and Archangel Azrael. Azrael, and ask these two angels to help support your animal when it's time for them to cross over, and they will do that. Same thing with wild animals who are dying. These two angels will really, really, really help. I did that last year with my Shetland sheepdog who passed, who I dearly loved. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute, and then I'll get to share this beautiful prayer with you. I am Marcia Hebrank, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we will be right back.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in 4 stages. Healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop. Empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Marcia Hebrank, and this is Spiritual Awakenings, coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. If you are interested in the work I do as an animal communicator, an animal energy medicine practitioner, an angel intuitive, and an angel teacher, go to my website, www.onelightcenter.com. That's onelightcenter.com. And you'll find a lot of information about my classes and all the different types of sessions that I do. I have a class coming up the last day of September and the first 2 days of October. It's called Angelic Reiki Level 1 and 2 Certification Training, and I do have room for some more students in that class. It will be held in person in Durham, North Carolina, and it is dynamite. If you want to learn to work with the angels in amazing ways to heal yourself and others, it is the class for you. So go to that website and you'll find that information. So here's the prayer to Archangel Ariel to welcome her into your life. Archangel Ariel, Lioness of God, thank you for surrounding me in your golden light. I welcome your strength and assertiveness. I feel warm and safe, knowing that you are with me now. Thank you for unlocking my courage and helping me to see clearly. Surround me with your animal guides. I am free like the birds in the sky, like the lions in the wild. Today I soar high, unchained, assertive, and at peace. Thank you, Archangel Ariel. I am the light, as are you, and I am ready to shine. Isn't that beautiful? So again, that's from Kyle Gray's book, Angel Prayers. other things with Ariel quickly. If you have a lost pet, call in Ariel and call in Raphael. Both of them will help you find your lost pet. If you are looking for an animal to adopt, or if you work in animal welfare, God bless you if you do. This is a great angel to call in to assist you. I know that she helped me find my puppy that I adopted recently. And she is also great to call in to help a new animal settle into their home. So she's the angel I called in for my little guy that you heard barking last week, Mr. Jack, little Jack. She helped me get him settled in, and he is doing better every day, so I'm really grateful for that. All right, well, I'm sending each of you a great big hug and wishing you the best week ever. Sending you so much love. Om Namaste. Many, many blessings.
You've been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with your host, Marcia Hebrank. Join us each week as we discover and explore how angels, spirit guides, and spirit teachers through their guidance can nurture, heal, and balance our lives on Marcia Hebrank's Spiritual Awakenings.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.